Volkswagen has not finished explaining how it cheated on emissions tests. You'll recall the company admitted to fiddling with its diesel cars to make their pollution testing numbers seem far, far more impressive than they actually were. The head of Volkswagen is at the Detroit Auto Show. He talked with NPR's Sonari Glinton for 17 hours. Wait, that's a badly inflated figure, but he did talk with Sonari and said his company just had a technical problem, not an ethical one. The broadcast of that interview on this program prompted a lot of reaction. So Sonari is back. Sonari, good morning.
Good morning.
What kind of reaction?
Well, it has been pretty negative, not only here, but also in Germany.
Well, let's listen to how Matthias Müller describes the diesel scandal which the company had previously admitted to.
Frankly spoken, that was a technical problem. We made a default. We had not the right interpretation of the American law. And the other question you mentioned was an ethical problem. I cannot understand whether you say that.
Because Volkswagen in the US intentionally lied to EPA regulators when they asked them about the problem before it came to light.
We didn't lie. We didn't understand the question first, and then we worked since 2014 to solve the problem.
How does the claim that Volkswagen did not lie compare with Volkswagen's own admissions?
Well, normally the statements from VW have been really brief, but when they get to this part about lying to federal regulators, that was something that Mueller has been loath to admit. He won't admit criminality. You know, he said multiple times, "We are not a criminal company," which when a company admits to wrongdoing, you think that the lying part would be a part of it.
Well, it does sound like a company in denial when he says it that way. People will hear it that way anyhow. Does Volkswagen stand behind his statements in that interview to you?
Well, as a matter of fact, after the interview aired in what has to be one of the weirdest developments in my career, they sort of called back and asked to do a do-over, like less than a few hours after the first time the interview aired.
Asked for a do-over? Why?
Well, apparently it had picked up some traction, the interview, and had caused a lot of heat for Mueller. And when we talked again, he apologized. He admitted to wrongdoing, but that point about lying, he wouldn't go to. Let's have a listen to him at our second meeting.
One reason could be a misunderstanding. Another reason could be that people and employees did their work not in the right way. There are different possible reasons for that.
Okay, so not willing to use the L word. What does that mean for Volkswagen?
Well, it seems to be threading the needle between what the customers and admitting to criminality, which is, you know, opens them up to lawsuits. But part of the problem is for a lot of people that seems disingenuous, especially as he's going in to meet with federal regulators today in Washington.
Sonari, thanks for both interviews.
It's a pleasure.
That's NPR Sonari Glinton at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit.